Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called How Can Portland Residents Maintain a Rodent-Free Home Throughout the Year? Is that scratching in your walls, keeping you up at night? Trust me, you're not alone. Portland's wet climate and charming old homes make us especially vulnerable to unwanted roommates of the furry variety. But don't worry, today I'm going to show you how to rodent-proof your home for good. Let's start with the basics, sealing those entry points. Think of your house like a leaky boat. Every gap is an open invitation. Check your foundation for cracks wider than a quarter inch. That's right, these little acrobats can squeeze through holes the size of a quarter. Pay special attention to where utility lines enter your home, pipes, cables, you name it. And don't forget about door sweeps and garage seals. They wear down faster than my patience with persistent rodents. Now, let's talk about what's attracting these uninvited guests. Your backyard buffet might be more appealing than you think. That compost pile? It's like a 5-star restaurant for rats. Keep it secured, and here's the key, at least 20 feet from your house. Those overgrown bushes touching your walls? They're basically rodent highways. And those fallen apples or nuts? Free room service. Clean them up. Prevention isn't a one-and-done deal, folks. Make it a monthly habit to inspect your home's perimeter. Think of it as a regular health checkup. Store food in solid containers. If you can't get into it without tools, neither can they. And please keep those gutters clean. Clogged gutters are like luxury penthouses for rats. Let me share a quick story. Last year, I worked with a homeowner in Southeast Portland who couldn't figure out why rats were having a party in their yard. Turns out, their compost bin was right against the house, basically a rodent bed and breakfast. We moved that bin 20 feet away and added some metal mesh barriers. 2 weeks later, problem solved. Sometimes the simplest solutions work best. Here's your homework. As soon as this podcast ends, take a walk around your house. Look for any holes bigger than a quarter. Remember, that's all it takes. Got steel wool and caulk? That's your temporary fix right there. Stuff those holes today, and you'll sleep better tonight. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.